They told stories of their wonderful feats of fowl, fish, and quadruped, how many wild ducks and turkeys they had shot, what savage trout they had caught, and how they had bagged the craftiest foxes, outwitted the most clever possums, and overtaken the fleetest deer, until I thought that surely the lion, the tiger, the bear, and the rest of the wild tribe would not be able to stand before these wily hunters. "Tomorrow to the chase!" was their good-night shout, as the circle of merry friends broke up for the night. The men slept in the hall outside our door, and I could feel the deep breathing of the dogs and the hunters as they lay on their improvised beds. At dawn I was awakened by the smell of coffee, the rattling of guns, and the heavy footsteps of the men as they strode about, promising themselves the greatest luck of the season. I could also feel the stamping of the horses, which they had ridden out from town and hitched under the trees, where they stood all night, neighing loudly, impatient to be off. At last the men mounted, and, as they say in the old songs, away went the steeds with bridles ringing and whips cracking and hounds racing ahead, and away went the champion hunters with hark and whoop and wild halloo. Later in the morning we made preparations for a barbecue. A fire was kindled at the bottom of a deep hole in the ground. Big sticks were laid crosswise at the top, and meat was hung from them and turned on spits.